I want to speak against it.
Okay, go ahead, Mary.
Well, in this case, the governance committee is the very one that's of issue, and it is more than Ken that is involved here. I, too, want to be on the governance committee, as I've said.
Oh, I wouldn't hear.
And if so if the governance committee takes it up, I don't see why we have to make this complication when the bylaws are clear and there's actually no law that I could find that says that only one person can be on a committee. I listened to the audio and I transcribed it verbatim and sent it all around. And someone was making that motion, but or suggesting it, but it never happened. And the bylaws also provide for an alternate to be
this
on a committee.
Lydia, can
so
you put me on the stack?
I don't know why.
So why is
don't
this before
stick to that? I don't see why we can't just follow the bylaws.
I just want to clarify, the bylaws specify one or more, and they provide for an IRV election or STV. IRV is used in the case where you allot one seat.
Right.
The bylaws do not, contrary to what has been said, do not prefer one choice or the other. They indicate that either is allowable, one seat or multiple.
That's right. And so we are now by practice only having one seat, but there was never a motion to do that or never adopted to do that. And secondly, there is also provision for an alternate to be on a committee where you participate in everything, but
clarify,
you simply don't vote.
To clarify, in the first year the board allowed, except with the exception of finance and coordinating, they allowed more than one seat. The following year, we had one seat. We voted to have one seat. However, we did not vote it as a special rule of order. So I was in error in taking the prior practice to be the default. I will point out that I believe there was an appeal to the ruling of the chair, and the chair was upheld by far more than a two-thirds authority. So it's not that, well, there was no record or any decision. I believe it did come up, but I will need to listen to it.
Language of the point of information.
Point of information.
Yes, Ambrose.
After the vote is taken, is there anything that precludes a member volunteering to serve on a committee?
No.
That's an interesting question.
Yeah,
if the answer is no, then Ken can serve on the committee.
Yeah.
Well,
and we don't need to go through this.
That is a very, no, I'm not sure that that's the case. And the reason I'm not sure is that it specifies that the board shall control the membership through a vote, either being IRV or STV. So it is my belief that the board has to appoint members through election to serve on the committees. And
but it's silent on that issue, isn't it, Dave?
What about the alternate thing?
I believe it is not. I believe it's on the. Hold on a second. I will pull them up. But in the
Dave,
meantime,
will you put me on the
well, we have the alternate.
Yes, we have. Hang on a second. First, we have the vote to refer, and we have heard two opposed. If there is no further, nobody else speaking in favor of the motion.
I'd like to speak in favor.
I'm speaking in favor of the motion. This is Lydia.
Of the motion to refer.
And this is where I'd like to speak in favor.
Okay, so since Lydia was on the stack first, we'll go to her and then Ray, and then we will vote on the motion to refer.
Okay. I'm the convener of the governance committee, and what I would like to do is go ahead and put out an invitation or just send out to the entire board that the governance committee will be meeting on Sunday at 12:30 Eastern. And I would like to extend the opportunity of voice with no vote to anyone that would include Mary and Ken. And I think that the governance committee can make a recommendation in time for our PMB meeting, and perhaps we could schedule that, you know, early in the meeting, so that we can move forward with an option on this and a resolution.
A
because it does affect more. It does affect more than Ken.
Point of information. What is the date of that meeting, please?
It's this Sunday at 12:30. It's been on the calendar for
Sunday the 12th.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
12:30 Eastern.
Ray. On the motion to refer.
Actually, Lydia just addressed my concern. I didn't have that particular formula, but I was very much concerned in putting a time limit on it.
Okay.
I'm satisfied with that one.
Okay. We're going to go to a vote on the motion to refer it. Can you call the roll, Teresa?
Okay. And this is a motion to refer to the governance.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
All right. I'm sorry, Sarv's gone. Starting in with Mary Berg.
No.
LaVarne Williams?
Yes.
Patty Heffley?
Pass.
Ray LaForest? Ray LaForest? Bob Letterer? Bob Letterer?
Yes.
Lisa Davis?
Yes.
Lydia Brisson?
Yes.
Teresa passes. Sandy Weinman? It's your motion, Sandy. What do you say?
Somebody keeps doing that. Please don't press any other button on your keypad than pound, pound,
okay.
Pound one.
All right. I didn't hear what Sandy had to say, so I'm going to Ken Freeland.
No.
No. Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Steve Pierce, are you on? Ambrose Lane. I'm sorry?
Yes.
Ambrose says yes. A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Patty Heffley?
No.
Excuse me, Zarina Vaughn, by the way.
Oh,
hi, Zarina.
Hi.
Thank you, Zarina.
Yeah.
How do you vote on this, Zarina?
Yes.
Who is that, please?
Zarina.
Zarina.
Zarina. I'm sorry, Zarina. Okay, I didn't know
it's
you
all right.
Wanted to. Let me know when you come on, okay?
I did mention it, but I don't think you all heard me.
Okay. Okay, it's my turn. I say no. All right, and Sandy Weinman. This is odd, since it's his motion. Okay. I'm ready to tally the votes. Is there anyone that I didn't call?
Ray LaForest.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Ray.
That's okay.
Okay, go ahead, Ray.
The vote is yes.
Yes, okay.
Voting to refer.
Okay,
yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And no is 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, so it is referred to the Governance Committee. That ends this item. The next item is board member conduct, and we have 30 minutes allotted to it.
I have a point of information before we finish? I understood now, Lydia's, what does this do to Lydia's invitation that people can join and participate but without a vote?
Yep, that stands.
That stands, okay.
That stands, and I'll send out the information to the full PMB.
Okay.
And I don't know who keeps hitting their keypad with something other than pound, pound, but I really wish they would stop. If you're holding your phone with your face or something like that, you're causing tremendous problems to my hearing, which is already bad, and others as well. Board member conduct, 30 minutes. Are you keeping time, Deb?
Yes, I am.
Because I lost track on the last one.
My phone is about out.
Okay, well, I've noted what time it is now. 30 minutes on board member conduct. Lisa had asked for this item on the agenda. Lisa, would you like to introduce the item?
Yes, I have a motion that I would like to present.
Okay.
Okay. Whereas the mission statement of the Pacifica Foundation charges it with the responsibility of engaging in activities that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors. And whereas the mission statement of the Pacifica Foundation charges it with the responsibility of gathering and disseminating information on the causes of conflict between any and all of such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of the foundation to promote, among other things, the study of political causes of racial antagonisms and whereas it is therefore clear that racist conduct by members of the Pacifica National Board is counter to the mission of Pacifica, be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board shall elect 5 directors to an ad hoc committee to investigate allegations that Director Patty Heffley made racially stereotypical and offensive statements against Director Lisa Davis upon adjournment of the WBAI Local Station Board meeting on January 11, 2006, as well as any evidence of prior related conduct by Ms. Heffley. Further resolved that the committee is instructed to report its findings to the Pacifica National Board, and if the committee finds that Director Heffley's comments and conduct are injurious to the goals of the foundation, the committee is instructed to report resolutions containing its recommendations to the Pacifica National Board. A minority report or reports may also be submitted if desired by any committee member.
Is there a second to the motion?
I second it.
Lisa, would you send that out to everybody?
Certainly. Only thing I can't send it out right now because I can't be on the line and on the computer at the same time, but I will do that.
Great, thanks. And I don't have to try to re-scribble it some more.
Okay, hang on a second. I'm looking in, here we go. Okay, got it. Well, that looks, it sounds like that thing was pulled straight out of page 632 of Roberts. Okay, so that motion is in order. It's been seconded. It's on the floor for discussion.
What's the title of this motion?
It's title. Confidential Investigation by Committee of conduct by Director Heffley, I suppose.
Is this open for discussion now? May I speak to the motion or?
Yeah, I just want to read something from Roberts before you do.
Okay.
For the protection of parties who may be innocent, the first resolution should avoid details as much as possible. It is best that an individual member not prefer charges even if he has proof of another's wrongdoing. If a member introduces a resolution preferring charges unsupported by an investigative committee's recommendation, another member should move to postpone this resolution indefinitely, saying that if the indefinite postponement is approved, he will move to appointment of such a committee, etc. A resolution is improper if it implies the truth of specific rumors or contains insinuations unfavorable to a member, even if he is to be accused. It is out of order, for example, for a resolution to begin, whereas it seems probable that members of the Finance Committee have engaged in graft, et cetera, et cetera. An investigating committee appointed as described has no power to require the accused or any other member society to appear before it, but should quietly conduct a complete investigation, making an effort to learn all relevant facts. Information obtained in strict confidence may help the committee form an opinion, but should not be reported to the society or used in a trial, except as may be possible without bringing out the confidential particulars. Before any action is taken, fairness generally demands that the committee or some of its members meet with the accused for frank discussion. And hear her side of the story. Is it possible at this stage to point out to the accused if she does not rectify the situation or resign, she will be brought to trial? Okay, so that's the steps in a fair disciplinary process. So, onward. Who would like to speak to the motion?
May I begin? Or
yes,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, I want to first of all say that I didn't ask for any of this. I'm going to emphasize that by deciding to run for the national board, I could not anticipate, you know, I didn't even think that the discussions or anything were going to be centered around anything like this. I feel that the issue of racism is something that has got to be taken very seriously. I feel that the framework that we have to work within these meetings, I mean, that the, you know, it's something that does not really allow for the issue to be delved into, that needs to be examined. It can't be done. It doesn't do it any proper justice whatsoever in terms of the framework of 10 or 20 minutes and, you know, guided by Robert's rules, where I might get 2 minutes or somebody else might get 3 minutes. It needs to be taken seriously and to be looked into. And I'm asking for a committee to do that. I asked that night. You know, I know that there have been things said going back and forth, and I asked that night upon hearing those comments, and I said, is that what you mean? Are you saying that are you implying that I don't have the same privilege as you? And there was no answer forthcoming. There was no answer at all. You know, things are not, you know, there's contention on that board. I don't think that's any secret whatsoever, and this really needs to be investigated. And investigated in terms of getting to, or at least taking the steps to really get down to understand issues of racism. I will say this much, that I think that if I had been making allegations about sexual harassment, or which, you know, also can take on verbal, you know, verbal harassment and statements, I think that the thinking of everybody would automatically be that we would have to do more investigation. Investigated beyond a 10 or 20 minute conversation, and even an apology, which, and I will say this, because that may have been back and forth and confusion, that she did offer the initial, you know, I'm not going to get into in terms of what I thought or where I thought the apology was coming from, but she did initially offer a written one 2 weeks, only after I put this out, which was 2 weeks after the incident happened. And then again at the meeting. But this is an issue that, like I said, I can't emphasize enough, that warrants much more than a 10 or 20 minute conversation. And there are things that cannot be remedied in that time, or even with an apology, whether one considers it sincere or not. So I'm asking that this resolution be adopted and that this be looked into and taken seriously.
Ken Freeland, would you like to be on the stack, please?
Okay, anybody else?
Yeah, LaVarne Williams.
LaVarne, anybody else?
Patty.
Ray.
Patty. Ray.
Don White.
Mary Berg.
Don White.
Mary Berg. Okay, we'll start there. Ken.
Before I begin my comments, I really want to once again object to having to deal with an issue of this complexity without something in front of me to look at. I'm real confused about what we're being asked to accept and rule on here. I really need to ask before I begin my comments for a rereading of this resolution if we're going to be asked to respond to it. I don't need the whereas. I need anything that relates specifically to Patty Heffley. I need to hear that part over again.
Can you reread
the motion? Can I call information, Dave?
Yes.
How long would it take Lisa to hang up, send an email, and get back?
Well, a lot of us would have to hang up in order to pick it up, too. There's a real issue with that.
Yeah.
Can you reread the substantive part of the motion, the action part, Lisa?
Okay, be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board shall elect 5 directors to an ad hoc committee to investigate allegations that Director Patty Heffley made racially stereotypical and offensive statements against Director Lisa Davis upon adjournment of the WBAI local station board meeting on January 11, 2006, as well as any evidence of prior related conduct by Ms. Heffley.
Thank you. And are those the only parts of it that specifically mention Patty Heffley?
No. There's another part.
I need to hear the other part, please.
I'm going to read it.
Thank you.
Further resolved that the committee is instructed to report its findings to the Pacifica National Board, and if the committee finds that Director Heffley's comments and conduct were injurious to the goals of the foundation, the committee is instructed to report resolutions containing its recommendations to the Pacifica National Board. A minority report or reports may also be submitted if desired by any committee member.
Really? And is there anything in there suggesting who this appointment of this committee would be limited to board members or not?
No, there's nothing in there suggesting that.
Okay, so it could be anybody.
No, wait a minute.
Five
wait
people.
A minute. Shall we elect 5 directors ad hoc committee to investigate? Right.
Okay, well, my concern with this is that while I certainly understand that Lisa feels a need for an investigation of this question, I don't understand why the National Board is being involved with it at this point. It seems to me that this is that the action in question, regardless of what actually happened or not, is something that happened at the station level. It didn't happen at a PNB meeting. It happened at an LSB meeting, and therefore, for the PNB to be addressed to respond to this question seems to me out of order, unless the LSB first takes it up and there's an issue with the way the LSB takes it up. In that case, it would make sense to appeal it one way or the other to the Pacifica National Board. But to ask the Pacifica National Board to become the judicial body for actions taking place at the LSB level when the LSB itself is not doing anything about it seems to me to put the cart before the horse.
LaVarne.
Yes, thank you. Since this is a national broadcast and I am a black woman also, I think these allegations to put in front of the public at this time that we've seen a lot of emails, we've heard audio, believe, of the meeting and some transcripts, and I think that this is just very, is putting the board and putting a director without any basic information, facts, and an accusation that is does a disservice to the whole board. And because of the internecine battles there at BAI in terms of Lisa Davis versus Patty Heffley on different sides of issues, that this has taken this battle into the public that is not necessary. And again, as I said, does a disservice to this organization and this foundation. And I do not like to see these little battles played out on a national level when these things, if there is an issue, as Kenneth said, should be resolved there, and your battles need to stay where they are. In fact, you shouldn't have battles, particularly in terms of these issues and in terms of the foundation. So, you know, I think that this is out of order, that this is not called for, and I am sorely disappointed in this whole process, and particularly since this was brought in front of the board when we were in Washington, D.C., and there was this whole theater afterward. So, again, to bring this up, it's just a disservice to the foundation. Thank you.
Patty.
Thank you. this week I sent out the audio. Everyone can hear the audio of my words, and they are substantially different than what Lisa Davis has reported and sent around the whole listening area. The remarks I made were rude, and I've apologized. However, the charges of racism are unfounded. And this has been personally very painful to me. And this is detrimental to the foundation as well. We've spent not just 30 minutes. We've had talk in Washington. We had another executive session. We're having out of it came training. And like I said, if you hear the words, it's substantially different. And I have to say that I don't recall in the audio, you can't hear it. And publicly, I mean, personally, I don't recall ever having said that. And upon the transcript, come to see what exactly I did say and mean, and I have expressed it several times. And I am sorry if it was taken as racist, but these charges are unfounded, and this is taking a lot of time from the foundation. I'm going to vote against this, personally.
Okay.
This is Bob. Can you add me to the stack?
Sure.
Can I get back on the stack?
Sure.
And Rob.
Okay.
Don White.
Lisa, I have you done already. Lisa, do you mind if I take the people who haven't spoken yet?
No, go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Okay. Ray.
Yeah. Well, I think Lisa made a very important point here, that if the allegations were of sexual harassment, improper sexual behavior, we wouldn't even be discussing this. It should have been referred already to the proper bodies to be looked at. And we know that has happened already in Pacifica. So somehow somebody decides that this is quite qualified, and I know in the case of sexual harassment, the individuals who attacked also said that they had not done it, and yet the investigation continued. This is very serious. And I think it's this motion is justified because the behavior is grave enough. This is a serious issue because, as the motion implies, there has been some behavior that I don't know if I can use the word pattern, but there have been some previous behavior that shows similar insensitivity and callousness. And in a practical way, I understand that people said there was a letter writing campaign. This really came not only as a result of people being upset about this, but because people who are known, at least in New York, to be allies of Patty, have taken upon themselves to attack Lisa, to demonizing the victim. And that's what people were reacting to some extent. And also, I believe that the language that was used in the release of the audio almost kind of inferred that, well, there was no reason to have to apologize in the first place. So to me, there's a line in the sand that cannot be crossed. And I believe it has been crossed at least more than once. And we should take it seriously. And obviously we need to write a policy that deal with that, that hopefully deter those things. And also clearly, punishment or whatever you want to call it, negative rewards don't work as well as hopefully as positive information. We clearly need that training that's coming up and other training also. We need that. We need people to get a chance to, at least get a chance to look at the implications and things they do that we do it blindly but still are hurtful and unacceptable. So I would definitely support that.
Don.
First, I want to apologize. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. There's a kind of a family emergency, so I haven't been on this call throughout the whole meeting. First of all, I want to acknowledge that Lisa has been hurt by what was said. My position on this is that I cannot support this resolution. It seems that in the culture of the network, and especially in some of the signal areas, including WBAI, there have been numerous, over a long period of time, there has been inappropriate statements made by members of the LSB to others. I believe that we need to go to the more cosmic issue and look at the issues of code of conduct and at the meeting in Los Angeles take very seriously the training that is planned there. I do not think that we can focus on one incident and spend an enormous amount of time on this one incident when the issues are unclear and what was said is unclear and what was intended is unclear. In my judgment, we need to go beyond a specific issue at this time, a specific incident, and we need to go to the cosmic issue of how we treat each other, and this training in Los Angeles is a good place to start. I've had many, many people call me on both sides of this, and at the present time, I cannot support a trial or a resolution that focuses on one unclear incident where the intention is not clear. I think we need to go to the more cosmic issue of racism, homophobia, ageism, all of these issues that impact on our interpersonal and political and relationships regarding governance. So I cannot support the motion, the resolution.
I have Mary.
Yeah. I agree with Don in one sense. I listened to the audio, both the long clip and the short clip, at some length. I read the transcripts. I can't myself. I make out words that are not in the transcripts. I don't make out words that are. It's impossible for me to know. I hear a lot of laughter and other conversations. So I don't know how anyone is going to investigate this, but what I feel really strongly, we have very severe and had all the time, and this whole country has a real problem with racism. And I couldn't agree with Lisa more about the significance of it, the importance of it, and I think we need training. That's why I opted for at least 6 hours, and I don't want just little lectures about blah, blah, blah and what the policies are. I mean, we need a code of conduct as to how we treat each other. That's fundamental. The racism, there's two different issues here. We don't treat each other well. And also there is racism. As to the former, why this issue is going to be cloudy forever is that there's a political difference between the two people. If they were both in the JUC or neither was in the JUC, it might be some way we could determine something. But this way, I have heard so many abusive and hideous things said, even here, I mean, in my own station, about the people that disagree, the polarizing, if it was being done by some entity to make us fall apart, they couldn't do a better job. And it's been painful and awful, and it's not getting better. So we definitely have to have some kind of conduct where we don't do this. We impugn hideous motives with no reason. All these letters that I see, I have the same thing here with other issues, and they're full of polemic and really, I would say, violent language on both sides all the time. That doesn't clarify anything. So I think I would have to vote against this only because I don't know what they're going to investigate. I just don't. No matter who you talk to, you're going to get a different point of view. And it is colored by the political problem. I think we need to intensify our racism trainings, and I don't think that we are having these racism trainings. I saw a letter saying, well, we're spending all this money because of this incident. No, it's a good thing the incident happened in a certain way, if that's what it takes. Do we have to have an incident like that before we get down and realize the deep-seated, long-term problem with racism and other forms of discrimination that exist on the left and in our network?
Thank you. Bob?
Dave, can you add me to the stack?
Yep.
Okay, well, first of all, there's...
Oh, wait, Bob, before you go, I just want to alert people we have 7 minutes left in this agenda item.
First of all, there's no way that I can view this as a good thing that it happened because it accomplished something else. The anti-racism training was mandated more than a year ago by the board, and it didn't happen, and it's overdue. And so it's finally happening. That's good. But I want to just disagree to start with Don's view that we need to go beyond a specific incident and get to the cosmic issue. We have to. We are mandated to do the larger issue, and we must. That does not preclude dealing with something that's an extremely serious charge. We're talking about language where a member is alleged to have said, you know, that the reason for this person running for the national board is because...
Hold on, Bob, no, I'm going to stop you because Roberts is very clear that for the protection of the parties who may be innocent, to resolution should avoid details, and if somebody starts giving details in the discourse, that it should be stopped. So that's prejudicial.
Okay. Well, in any case, the allegations are extremely serious. The reliance that that some members are placing on one audio that, you know, who knows where that was in the room, or what it heard and what it didn't heard, or even if it's the complete tape, is completely ill-founded. And the unclarity that people keep speaking to is precisely why there needs to be an investigation. Racism needs to be taken very seriously. This is not a question of a typical nasty interplay between two members that happens at every station and that, of course, the PNB should not be stepping into. This is a question of allegations that if they're true, and there's a lot of witnesses that say they are true, that these words were said, that they would speak to a long history of racist attitudes in this country, that Pacifica needs to make, the board needs to make a definitive statement because it happened by one national board member to another about the fact of being elected to the board, that needs to say this is completely over the line and unacceptable. It is not just insulting. It is something that is racially offensive, and if we can't be willing to look into that, to have a committee to look into that, and if it's found to be true, to take some action to put this board on record that this is unacceptable conduct, then I really question what our real commitment is to being against racism in practice, and not simply in words or in saying, well, we did a training, so now we're really doing a good job on this issue.
Thank you. Rob?
Yeah, my concern is that Lisa is very clear that she was impacted by the statement in a certain way, and I believe that, and I think we should be concerned about that. On the other hand, I don't really think that investigating this particular incident is going to enlighten us about whether or not there was any racial motivation in the statement that was made. I think the fact that it's okay to make statements like this is something that we need to be concerned about, and I think we have a preponderance of evidence that we have tolerated, that this board has tolerated, hate speech, violent speech, provocative speech, that's taken us way out of the bounds of what the mission ought to provide for. So I think our graver concern is not this particular incident, but the fact that we have let it become okay for people to basically bait one another, and in many cases people may be ignorant about the impact of the statements that they make. But the fact that we say that it's okay for people to talk like this, whether they're on the LSB or a staff member at the station or on the national board, I think that's what we should be concerned about. I think we have to make it unacceptable for these types of interchanges to take place. But I do not think that in this particular case that trying to determine whether or not there was racial motivation is meaningful. There may not have been. I don't know. But I think the important thing is that it was taken by Lisa in that way, and that we have a number of documented occasions over the past 3 or 4 years in which we have let people make statements like this, statements much more direct than this, and we haven't taken a policy to stop it. So my concern is we have to set a policy that will make it unacceptable to have this type of exchange. I do not feel that it's worthwhile for us to try to determine whether there was a racial motivation in this particular case, because the fact of the matter is that Lisa feels the way she did. We shouldn't let this happen. Thank you.
Lydia wanted to speak. She hasn't spoken. Lisa wanted to speak, and then we will be at time.
Okay. Well, I had one question.
I was back as well.
I'm sorry, AC. I hadn't heard you. We'll move to extend time once we get through with Lydia. Go ahead, Lydia.
Can you hear me, or am I still muted?
I can't hear you.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I had one question. Number one, following on what LaVarne had said, number one, has WBAI put together a group or did something, tried to handle it internally? Number two, as many of you know, when we were in D.C., I totally objected to having a resolution on this, and my reason for it is because I don't think these issues can be legislated. Having said that, and taking into account also what LaVarne had said, I mean, you know, that we're way past that now. All of us are being lobbied on one side or another at the Pacifica National Board level. It's all out. It's, you know, out in public. So I do think, I personally don't like the notion of investigations and the implication of punitive action. I'm not comfortable with that. As you know, at a previous meeting, I had recommended some kind of mediation. And if that is not acceptable to both parties, which it is not, I do support having some people look into the issue, which doesn't mean like an investigation with a necessarily punitive end to it. I don't think that's how you resolve either racism or the conflicts that exist within Pacifica. I do think it's a matter of process, just in the same way that I don't think we can go into this training that we're going to go into and have people and have us intellectually assimilate something and think that that's going to change something. Mm-hmm. That's not going to change it. What's going to change it is a process, something that an interaction that happens between us. And we can't avoid dealing with each other. It's what I was referring to with the committees, whether we like somebody or not. We're in the Pacifica family for the long haul. Patty's going to stay in it. Lisa's going to stay in it. I'm going to stay in it. Dave's going to stay in it. We're all here for the long haul.
Speak for yourself.
So it is in our own interest for us to learn to get along with each other, which doesn't mean we can't learn to be less racist than we are, because I personally believe we all are to varying degrees, and move forward, but that has to be a process. And so, again, I don't know yet how I'm going to vote on this, because I really am very resistant to legislating these issues. On the other hand, I do think it merits looking into, but not for the reasons that are expressed, not for punitive reasons, but for resolution and trying to bring people together.
I'd like to kill us back, Dave.
Okay, can we have an agreement to spend 12 more minutes on this? Actually, here's what we have. We have AC and Ambrose would like to speak among those who haven't spoken. We have Lisa, and Lisa, since I keep bumping you down, if you want to speak before they do, I'll recognize you. Then we have to deal with this motion, and then we have to deal with the question, if it passes, of how and when the committee is appointed. So actually, given all that, I would say it'll take us 15 minutes to process altogether. Can we have an agreement to spend 15 more minutes as a solid limit?
Yeah, if we need, I'll make a motion to extend 15 minutes if it's needed.
I'd like to amend the motion.
Yes, Ken?
To close the stack.
FYI, when you say a solid, you mean so if it's at 15 minutes, we don't go beyond that?
Yeah, basically, let's do this one way or another.
I disagree with that.
Okay, well, that's not part of the motion. There's a motion to extend for 15 minutes, and Ken has moved to amend it to say at which point debate will be closed.
I'm saying that closing the stack now is part of the extension for 15 minutes.
Right. So I'm saying after we recognize the people who are on the stack, we will close debate.
Got it. Okay. Yep.
That's what that means.
Stack will go on, no matter.
So I'm gonna take those questions serially, not together. First is whether we will close debate after we recognize the people who have asked to speak. Is there an objection to that?
I object.
Okay.
That's Mary Berg's motion.
My motion was to
amend to Mary Berg's motion.
I'd like
to call the roll on closing.
Point of information.
Yes.
The motion that you were referring to, Dave, was Ken's motion or Mary's motion.
Right. The
Ken's amendment of Mary's motion.
Okay. Mary's motion is
You know what? I think what I'd like to do is not consider Ken's motion now, because Ken, you can move to close debate when we finish the existing stack, and it comes to the same thing.
Because I'm in support of Mary's motion.
Okay. Let's take it in the reverse order. First, the motion to...
Mr. Chair, Ken Freeland didn't have a second to his motion anyway, so can't you just put him on the stack?
That's fine. Okay, is there a motion to... Was there a second to Ken's amendment? Thanks, Teresa. Okay, hearing none, we don't have to deal with that. Is there an objection to extending 15 minutes? Okay. Lisa, would you like to speak before the people who were added to the stack, or would you like...
They can speak. They can go.
Okay. AC, then Ambrose, and then Lisa.
Oh, I'd like to be on the stack, then.
Okay. AC, Ambrose. Yes.
Yes, I would just like to say that racism is something that this society is still trying to understand. And there is no way, as Rob had mentioned about the speaker who said that take it to the cosmos.
Yeah.
Well, we could have taken racism to the cosmos for the last 400 years, but we haven't. And so it's happening on the ground. So I would say that since Lisa has a problem, and you have two other directors from... the AI, who's expressed the same thing. It seems to me that what's wrong with the setting up a board of inquiry, or at least a mentioned investigation, but I guess it's both the same, to look into this. So what? I mean, they can make a recommendation to us at the PNB as to their findings. And I think the committee should be as objective as possible. There needs to be people of color who understands racism, and other persons as well, on that particular inquiry committee. Lisa has asked for that committee to be drawn from the current board of directors, which which I think is a very reasonable question. At least they could inquire into what happened and gather facts and bring it back to PNB as she has requested, because the range of how racism manifests itself is still a matter for the society to learn and for all of us as well, simply because racism permeates the culture of the United States. I think we all would agree with that. So I don't think that we can bypass this incident, because the incident is linked to the overall racist practice in U.S. society. And I would agree with those who think that we need to learn something from this. Yes, we do. But we can't override an incident like this in abstract it to a certain, to the point where we can't learn from it. So I would be in favor of her motion to set up a board of four or five members of this board of directors to make an attempt to find out just what happens. I think to ignore that would be alienating not only the directors that have spoken already, but also the community in the New York greater area who has heard about this and who has opinions about this. So I don't think that we can ignore that. We've had commissions and reports since the birth of the nation. So I think that we would do ourselves a great favor in following the Pacifica bylaws with respect to race, which she cited in her motion. And we have nothing to lose by this committee making a recommendation to the PNB and follow up with training that we have in Los Angeles on this question.
Thank
so
you.
I would be in favor of it, and I hope that the board will consider that.
Thank you. Ambrose?
Patty on the stack, please.
Okay. After Lisa. And I have Ken before, because I don't... Ken, you have spoken. So it'll go Lisa, Ken, Patty. Ambrose.
And Ray this time.
Okay, and we're running out of time. Ambrose?
We are out of time. You know, as I understand the resolution, it is simply a fact-finding committee that's being created. My only problem with it is it's limited to Patty Heffley. As I have observed over the last 2 years, there's a lot of racism throughout the system. And a lot of folks have brought facts, what they allege to be facts about racism, and we've never done anything about it. And I think a committee like this ought to explore all charges and allegations of racism and report back to this board. I think it's important to do. You know, I'm just sorry this is limited to Patty.
Mm-hmm.
But how in the world can you object? How in the world can you object to getting the facts? And that's, as I view this, they're simply to report the facts. If there's a minority opinion, then that minority opinion also, which delineates facts, would be presented to this board. And this board needs to deal with this issue. It's a very serious issue. And we all know that. And I was listening to all the comments, and every now and then I heard someone say that they've been lobbied on this issue. Well, no one has ever lobbied me on this, and I would reject such a lobbying effort on anybody's part. I just want to know what the facts are, and I think that's what we all ought to do. Just the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Not only for this, but I would love to amend this to give this committee authority to investigate all charges of racism and sexism throughout the Pacifica system, because it permeates Pacifica.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to admit it, but it's true. The things they charge against other people, and it's ridiculous. And they do it in emails, and they think it doesn't make any impact whatsoever. We are imploding, folks. If you don't understand that, we are imploding. I mean, our enemies don't have to worry about us.
Right.
And we don't want to look at ourselves. That's all I have to say, Dave.
Are you amending?
Hang on. Do you want to make that a point of information? Mary?
Sorry.
As soon as the stack is over,
I'd love to amend this.
Well, it's an order now. If you'd like to,
I so move.
Okay. Can you?
I'd like that amendment or motion, whatever it is, fully stated.
The amendment is that we expand this committee to investigate and report out to the full board all instances of alleged racism and sexism throughout the Pacifica network.
Of all claims, reports?
Incidents, you said.
Incidents.
Okay, so this committee shall investigate and report out to the full board all instances of alleged racism and sexism throughout the network.
Point of information, before a second has been made,
I am wondering whether we might consider adding this to the purview of the committee at our meeting in Los Angeles, particularly after we've heard the training, because my concern is that given the time, there will be questions, for example, in the priority with which they receive things. There will be a lot of technical questions, so could we, and since the point will be to move it forward if this passes, is there any way the maker would be willing to hold that amendment until we've dealt with the other nuts and bolts of this committee and possibly consider adding that in Los Angeles?
What nuts and bolts?
So, for example, a committee that's
required to... How is it appointed and chosen?
Well, more than that. To me, the issue is, like, what is its order, are its orders of priority? If a committee is suddenly charged with investigating every claim, then, you know, you might actually...
I have no objection there.
May I speak to that, Mary Bird?
Yes.
Well, it's been made and it's been seconded, so it belongs to the body now. We've got the amendment. We've got how much time do we have left, Deb?
I have been driving. I don't know.
We've got about 10 minutes. We started at 11:18 by my clock here, and it's now 11:28.
Let's see. 11:28. So five more minutes.
That's 5 minutes.
On the amendment, then, Mary?
Whoa. Was it seconded?
Yeah, I seconded it.
Mary seconded it, okay.
No, I seconded it, Ambrose's amendment.
Right, so we're speaking to that amendment.
And I would like to, I take your point in a way, but I think it's kind of backwards. I mean, I want to see this happen, and I think we can form the committee now, then we can do, then we can refine if we want to further change it or as to how it should form the priorities. But the first thing is the intent of what we're trying to do, and I very much support this idea. That was somewhat bothersome and troublesome about that it's only the one incident, because we are so right. Ambrose is just right on the money from my perspective on everything he said, and I want to move ahead with it.
Okay. By the way, the other nut and bolt has to do with who you choose for it, because you may want different people depending on claims. Some members may have one set of conflicts for one claim and not another.
Point of information.
Yes, Bob?
To Ambrose, when you said all instances of alleged racism and sexism throughout the Pacifica network, were you referring to alleged racism and sexism by board members, not every staff member and so on. Is that right?
Board members and LSB members.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to be clear.
Can we add that?
Okay. I will say all alleged racism and sexism by
national or local board.
PNB or LSB.
LSB.
Okay. Are we prepared to go to a vote on the amendment?
Yes.
Okay, if there's no further debate, then we'll go to a vote first on the amendment.
Any
objection to the amendment?
Oh, I object.
Okay, can you call the roll on the amendment, Teresa?
Okay, the original motion is...
No, this is to amend it, the original motion, to add that the committee that's appointed will investigate and report out to the full board all instances of alleged racism and sexism by PNB or LSB members throughout the Pacifica network.
Okay. I'm sorry, Dave. I have another point of information. I just realized I'm confused by something.
Go ahead.
Okay. Ambrose, is this meant to... there's no time frame in this. You're not suggesting that all incidents over any period of years, do you mean of current board members?
Of course.
Okay, now that wasn't clear.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, I will add by current PNB or LSB members. I do want to say that, you know, there are a number of implications to this, and we will be dealing with them as we go forward, I'm sure. Okay, so if there's no further discussion, we'll go to a vote.
May I discuss? This is Ken. I'd like to discuss.
Yeah.
We have a committee of inclusion, and I'm wondering what the purpose of that is if we're going to form a special committee to talk about racism in the network beyond that. I don't understand why have a committee of inclusion, why have local anti-racism and diversity committees like we have at KPFT if we're going to form yet another committee on the national level to look at alleged instances of racism, sexism, et cetera. I think we're overdoing it here, folks. I don't understand why we're trying to go over the top on this. This is my understanding that this issue that's being brought before us right now has to do with a specific incident that one member of the board took strong exception to and wants to see some resolution to in some way. To make this a system-wide thing when we already have committees that are addressing those issues strikes me as supererogatory, if anybody knows what that means.
I'm sorry, what did you say, super?
Supererogatory. In other words, going beyond what's really needed to look at the problem.
This is Ray.
Yes, Ray.
Well, at least in terms of the Committee of Inclusion, their role is is really to look at programming and staff there. This is a different purpose. And actually, the work of this committee, and I'm glad that we limited it because it started as something that was impossible. But now that we know that it applies to the current board members, and that first it applies, first we clarified it applies to board members only, and then to current board members. I think that it would give us a scope of how serious the problem is also. And so I would support that. I would support the other bit.
Dave, I have a point of information.
Yes, Greg.
I want to be clear that if you pass the amendment and you pass then the motion that the entire thing becomes part of the record, it does not eliminate the resolves and all the other previous language. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would like to speak to this, and I would like to yield the chair to somebody.
We need a little more time, too.
Yeah. Well, would people entertain a motion to extend 15 minutes? Because this is a
so
motion.
Yes,
I would like to yield the chair. Teresa, will you please take the chair?
Yes, I'll take the chair.
Thanks. I'd like to be recognized on the amendment.
Oh, would you please? Yes, go ahead, Dave.
I'm really getting concerned that the board is willing to spend this kind of time in inquiry of each other rather than doing the business of the board with respect to the foundation. In particular, I understand that there are concerns about all of our various behaviors, and I am going to go on record at the moment now as saying I am certain I have done something out of line. I don't know what it is, but I'm certain of it. And I'm certain everyone else here has too. And I got on this board to deal with issues having to do with how the board produces radio programming, okay, and what kind of models it has for licensing and the rest. And so if there are five board members who want to spend their time in an inquiry of the behavior of every member throughout the network and fielding every claim, then perhaps it's going to be good for those members to spend that time that way. But I don't think it advances the causes of this foundation. Now, I fully understand in a particular case where this member is feeling this aggrieved that we address the concerns of this member, and also to determine whether the member who's being accused has been unfairly accused or subjected to a public campaign of humiliation and the rest as a result of it. I'm perfectly willing in this case to say, yes, let us have people spend enough time to answer the question. But a freestanding committee of inquiry on the behavior of everyone, to my mind, is not a good use of anybody's time. It seems like something of a witch hunt to me, and I think it is so subject to abuse that I would certainly vote in opposition to it. Having said that, I have absolutely no doubt that we can find dozens of members throughout this foundation who have each transgressed standards that each of us, that others of us may have about proper conduct, but I don't think it's healthy for us to be spending the time of the board in that. We will get a lot further if we come together in a common project to move the work of the foundation forward in a way that makes us all feel good about being working with each other. That will do more to allow us to overcome these behaviors than anything else. Whereas if we get involved in the self-introspection and cross-accusation, I don't think that's productive, even though I understand that there are plenty of people who have been acting out. Thank you.